The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
So we looked at how to walk in the new realm. But you cannot look at the new realm without looking at how God did it. Ladies and gentlemen, my example is not you. You can be one of my examples, but my main example is never you. My main example is God. That is why Paul said, follow me as I follow what Christ. And Bible says, he is the author and finisher of what? Our faith. That means that sometimes when I look at you, I may fall. Therefore, it was paramount that we begin with God. So that we see how God did it. Then we can follow that step. Because Bible is breathed by God. So we can follow that step. So last week we looked at how to walk in the new realm. And one of the things we came to understand is that you can see, you can hear, you can acknowledge, but you are not permitted to say. Amen. Repeat it, uncle. Let me start. So, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, in verse 2, God, who was dictating Genesis, told Moses what was happening. And what was happening? The earth was without form. The earth was without form. The earth was void. Bible says, and darkness was upon the surface of what? The deep. And the Spirit of the Lord hovered upon the what? The waters. So four things that we saw in verse 2, it was void or empty. It was formless, no shape. Number 3, it was full of darkness. So darkness tells you the amount of demonic activity that had taken over the earth. And was full of what? Water. So, which gives you a picture that there was nothing good to write home about when it comes to the earth. But ladies and gentlemen, God saw this. God looked at this. God acknowledged this. But what was the first word of God? Bible says, and God said. That was the first word. And God said. What did God say? Can we all say it together? And God said what? Let there be light. So God saw. So when you see things wrong, you have not committed any wrong. When you hear things, you have not committed any wrong. When even you acknowledge it, you have not committed any wrong. But what will you say? So God said, let there be light. But I didn't add verse 4. So let me quickly add verse 4 and then we move. Somebody read verse 4 for me. Verse 4. Genesis chapter 1, verse 4. Are you reading from an exercise book? Okay. It's a Bible.
And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness.
And God saw. That is all I want us to know. And God saw. So ladies and gentlemen, mothers and fathers, when you speak, you will see. When you speak, you will see. Whether good or bad. So God saw. He did not speak. God heard. He did not speak. But when God spoke, he did what? He saw what he had spoken. Think about it. What have you been speaking? What have you been speaking? My new thing. What are you speaking? So God saw, God acknowledged everything was not good. And last week, we looked at this. As I told you that the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So it tells you what was in God's heart before he did what? He spoke. And then Romans tells us that God called the things that be not. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. God called the things that be not as though they were. So he saw things that were not good, but he was calling things that were good. What are you calling? What are you saying? Whatever you say, good or bad, you will see it. That is why today we move on to the power of confession. The power of confession. Somebody will say, what is confession? Confession. Confession is the power of what you are saying. That's all. The power of what you are saying. The power of what you are saying. Then I walk. Asem na walk no unim se to me be di echire. Eye wo se uti friko wan kra tel mu na walk and so to me di echire. The power of what? Confession. Hello. Hello. Are you ready? Today we are looking at two chapters. Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. Honey, ready? Numbers chapter 13. Two chapters. I took this scriptures, Numbers 13 and 14. The reason is that God had promised them that they were entering into what? The promised land. The land flowing with what? Milk and honey. So God had promised them my new season. God had promised them a new what? Season. Let us see how they did it. Then we'll compare it to ourselves. So, Numbers chapter 13. Who is ready? Numbers chapter 13. We are doing the whole Numbers chapter 13. Go from verse 1. Numbers chapter 13 from verse 1. Numbers. Please listen attentively. Because you will talk. And I will talk. And you will learn. And I will learn. And you will draw conclusions. And I will draw conclusions. Okay? So.
Numbers chapter 13.
Then we will be talking.
From verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, choose one of the leaders from each of the 12 tribes and send them as spies to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites.
Please pause. So, which I am giving to the Israelites. So, if we can change the wording there. Choose one of you. One. And send them to the new season that I am giving unto Deliverance Assemblies of God. After your 100 days of prayer, I am giving you a new season. Eh? Mamo, emre fufro. Ba obiya mpa onipa ba akon, ma onkoche. Continue.
Moses obeyed, and from the wilderness of Paran, sent out leaders as food.
Number one.
Right.
What's this? The people that Moses sent were not ordinary men. Who were they? They were leaders. And everybody sitting here, you're a leader. Don't say because you are not a head of this, you're a leader. In your home, you're a leader. So everybody is a leader. So you are chosen to go. Now, you heard the engine ever here.
Reuben, Tamar, son of Zakkur.
So here we are getting the list. I'm trying to do Bible commentary. Yeah? Here we are getting the list of the people that were sent. Okay? So we are getting the list. We can jump over. Are you okay with it? And so Bible said in the kind. Humbubo di nini yanko.
Simon, Shepta, son of Hori. Judah, Caleb, son of Jephthah. Issachar, Igal, son of Joseph. Ephraim, Hosea, son of Nun. Benjamin. Palti, son of Raph. Zebulon.
Oh, the entire Bible, kind of. Umpedimbo, Bodino, and you do. Oh, Ubodina, Ama, well, Nipana, just so present. It is the same can be Bodina, Ama, Bo, Dickin Do. No, Dickin James, son of Do. Ah, no, I just so present. Are you understanding me? That is how Bible was written. You understand? The same name is the son of. Okay? The son of means the same name. The son of. So, James, son of. Who? Are you okay? So, telling you who the father is and where he's coming from. So, Albert Wasso. The Bible begins by saying, now these were their names. From the tribe of Reuben. So they have given you the tribe he's coming from. From the tribe of Reuben. Shamua, son of us, Zakkur. So, the Ghana Hanum Nanka Oko School near Tunidi and Kiaba Friend is saying. Kiaba Friend is saying. Yes. They are doing Bible say, I just want to get it clear. Yes, sir. What kind of Bible now? Go home. I won't kind. And Kiaba Friend is saying, yes. Abigail. Oh, question. No question. No Bible anymore. So, verse 4. Now, these were their names from the tribe of Reuben, Shamua, son of Zakkur. And I may say, a Ghana Hananka, oh, the teacher, the watcher register. Kasaina, which you need. Saina, the overboni, don't know your teacher. Teacher, boni dia. Aha, you are now getting it. Bible studies, yeah, and I want you to get it, then we move on. 80. Then I'm called a classes na yebubo register. It is from verse 4, verse 15. No? Ka verse 4. Tribe of Reuben is what? Tamua Tako. No, I just so present. Then verse 5. From the tribe of Simeon, we have what? Shaphat Hori. No, I just so present. Son of Hori, no, and then again is their name. That is your first name, and the same name is your father's name. Are you okay? The same name is your father's name. So the same name will give you a description of where you are coming from, who you are. When I say yinchem, to be any age, yinchem, it was. So, verse 6. From the tribe of Judah, we have what? Yes, what will be the name in Ghana's register? Caleb what? Bubodino. It's unamaki register. How about Bonidin saying? Ubonidin? Caleb Jefanu. Then we go to verse 7. From the tribe of Issachar, He have what? He got what? He got Joseph. Are you okay? Are you okay? I want you to enjoy Bible, and we can learn from it. Then, from the tribe of Ephraim, we have what? Hosea what? Uh-huh. And that is Joshua. Hosea none. Then we continue. From the tribe of Benjamin, we have what? Are you clear? We are bringing their names to Ghana, put in our register. And this is how we will mention it. But in their this thing, it is mentioned son of. Son of. Son of. Are we okay now? So we go to verse 10. From the tribe of Zebulun, we have what? Gadiel Zodi. Zodi. Then, verse 11. From the tribe of Joseph, that is the tribe of Manasseh, we have who? Gadi. From the tribe of Dan, we have what? Amiel Gameli. Gameli. Are you seeing yourself in it? Yes, we have Gameli here. So that Gameli, we can put him in the tribe of Dan. So if you don't like Ewe, you can say you are from the tribe of Dan, Israel. Okay. Then we move on. From the tribe of Asher, we have what? But where you said Ghana register ma? Seto Michael. Where so young in any? Seto Michael. Where so you are? So we have many hours in the Bible. Hallelujah. This is by the way. We'll finish that one very soon. Don't worry. And then we go to verse 14. From the tribe of Naphtali, we have what? Nabi Vopsi. And the last one, from the tribe of Gad, we have what? Yahweh Paki. Okay. So verse 16. These are the names of the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hosea, the son of Nun, Joshua. So that was where we had the name change from Hosea to Joshua. When you see Hosea in the Bible, it is still what? Joshua. Now, you are doing every job. And you are supposed to commit or write a committee and the rest. We have something we call a job description. So we have a job description. So from verse 17, we begin to see a job description that was giving them. Number one, they were supposed to act as us spies. They were supposed to act as us spies. In the land, they will be going in later. But go and spy. What are you going to spy? Is it the air? What? So, from verse 17, get the job state. So, let's go. Then Moses sent them to out the land of Canaan and said to them, go up this way into the south and go up the mountain. So even included in the job description was the way to enter. The way to do what? To enter. Go up this way into the south and go up the mountain. Verse 18. And see what the land is like. Somebody, for the job, you have to see what the land is like. What is the land like? As I said, saying it here. See what the land is like. Then he continues. Whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, few or many. So in the job description, the job description as far as number one, they are to what? See what the land is like. Number two, they are to check what the people, whether they are few or many. So for the people, what are they to look for? Are they few? Are they many? It is few, many, weak, or strong. Yes, you have strong or weak, few or many. Okay. So the people, few, many, strong, weak. So if we bring this thing they are doing into our life today, and can walk on, you'll be holding a checklist. You can do table, or you'll be putting it on your iPad. So go up a mountain. Where should they even pass? The southern. Go by the south, and then climb the mountain. Then check, how are you seeing the people? Few, many, weak, strong. Someone will think, you need to find things out. And it is what? Important. Why you see? Because of the way we are looking at it. Yes. So details were very, very what? Important. Can we continue? Verse what? Verse 19. So the description is not complete. Whether the land they dwell in is good or bad. So we have one description. The description about what? Land. Yes. Good or what? Bad. Good or bad. What else? What else do you see in verse 19? You can talk. Verse 19. Whether the cities they inhabit are like camps or strongholds. So the type of homes. So under land, we have home. Is it town? Or is what? A stronghold. Okay. Please go to King James Version for me, or New King James Version, so that we can all use one version to do it. NIV says, whether they are like camps or strongholds. Okay, New King James. So if you are looking at New King James, whether the land they dwell in is good or bad, description of land. Whether the cities they inhabit are like camps or strongholds. So they look at the land, to look at the city. Hello. We are doing this because many a times we gloss over things. We look, look at somebody and tell the person, Are you clear? So, the land, good or bad, city, town or stronghold. Remember in the book of Genesis, God had told Abraham, had given him a land, Canaan. When they were coming from Egypt, What was the message Moses sent to them? God said, he's taking you from here and sending you where? To a land flowing with what? Milk and honey. So check the land and be sure whether you are one or 419 and answer or can occur in the. So this one is God himself who has told Moses, send the people. Let them bring back him. Hello. Where were we? Verse what? We are still in verse 20. Whether the land is rich or poor. So, now, still about the land. We have good, bad. We have what? Rich or poor. Whether there are forests there or not. We have forest or no forest. You know that when you finish doing this, for those of you who did geography, with this information, you can do the study of the place. You can fit in things in place. And then he said, be of good courage. Be of good courage. You are going there as spies. Why do you need courage? Why do you need courage? Professor Nabekan, do you need courage?
Because you may face many discouragements. Amen.
Professor Nabekan, because if you don't take care, you will not report what you saw. To report what you saw, you need courage. Otherwise, you won't report. So, job descriptions were given so that when you go, some things don't take your attention over others. There are some of us here, when we go to Accra, that we are going to shop, we enter Accra. We entered with 100 Ghana cedis, 500 Ghana cedis. You said Okoton to man. Now Oko, when this just and when we hear back on water, when we ato, Obefias, yeah, man, don't man, oh, yeah, it's a hill. You understand? You will need even to be strong to be disciplined. Otherwise, you won't do anything. You will go back, or you will come back with a different news. What is that different news? It is because the things you saw took your attention. Hello? Hello? Keep this. Kasako. If you don't take care, certain things you are seeing will take your attention. But tell somebody, keep the main thing the main thing. Prophet Man just said, keep the main thing, the main thing. Genji awoko yenu menunye de enda wemi so. Hold on to the main thing. Keep the main thing, the main thing. Don't go and take the side attraction. So this were what they were. So be of good courage. Now the last one is what? And bring some of the fruit of the land. To be able to say everything well, make sure you bring the fruit. We are looking for. Okay. So this was the job description. These were the things. Let's go to verse 21. Let me read. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Sin as far as Rehob, near the entrance of Hamath. 22. And they went up through the south and came to Hebron. Are you seeing it? And they went out through the south and came to Hebron. How were they supposed to go? How were they supposed to go? Through the south and then climb the mountains. Remember?
Huh.
So they are following. They went up through the south and came to Hebron. Ahiman, Keshai, Talmia, and the descendants of Anak were there. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. 23. Then they came to the valley of Eshcol, and there cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes. They carried it between two of them on a pole. They also brought some of the pomegranates and figs. He carried it between two of them. So one of the this thing was bring something what back. Bring a fruit back. So if you cut one fruit and one person cannot carry, and two people have to carry, that means that you can talk about it. Okay. 24. The place was called the Valley of Eshcol because of the cluster which the men of Israel cut down there. 25. From Bible. 25. And they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. So how many days did they take to complete the job that has been assigned them? So they were not told go and spend 40 days. But for them to be able to complete the task and do it well, they had 40 days. So the description of the job, it told how much time you have to. Amen. Because you need to get all this information out. Checking people. Look at what the land is like. The people, whether they are few, many, strong or weak. Check the land. Good, bad, rich, poor, forest, no forest. And check the city. Whether it's a town, a stronghold. A stronghold is one that has been fenced or fortified. So entering is difficult. So they saw all this. Now, 26. Now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. To reporting. After the job description, there must be reporting. How would the reporting done? Amen. Can we continue? Okay. 27. Then they told him and said, "We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey. And this is its root." So they have something to show. They have something to show. And they could first, number one, attest to it that it flows with what? Milk and honey. 28. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. 28. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. Are they within their job description? Are they within the job description? Are they within the job description? I intentionally wrote this. Or we all wrote this so that you would see whether Assemble more cano, omu di bi kano, and answer the small omu no mokoye den, omu koye. Amen. Yeah, small omu so omu koye niye, omu koye se nipa niswa, nipa ne doso. Forest. Wura wo ho ana se ngure ni ho. Kwae wo ho ana kwae ni ho. Wonkonko hwe se ekuro na wo ho no mu no. Yagye ho ana se ekuro na e den e da ho. In verse 28. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. Yenhwe. People check few many strong or weak. In ti asem no mu kan ye no. E ka job description e ka adwuma ye de ma omo. Amen. The cities are fortified and very large. Is it within the job description? It's there. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. Where can we fit that? The descendants of Anak, where can we fit that into the job description? It is still about the people. It is still about the people. Are you okay? So if they said that the descendants of Anak were there, he's still talking about the people. Because check whether they are few, they are many, they are strong, or they are weak. Are you clear? So now they are showing a picture that the people there are what? Strong. 29. Descendants of Anak were.
They didn't describe the characteristics of the people they met, but they are saying that they just met the descendants of what? Anak. See, which means if it actually meant the description. Then it means that the Anak people, they might possess either strong, physique, or weak.
What they are trying to say here is that they have gone and done a good fact finding. They were able to, even although they were strong, they were able to identify a group of people. And that group of people were called the descendants of Anak. So it is not everybody there they saw as strong, but they saw a class of people who were strong, and they could mention their name. So that shows that the 40 days they went there, they did not go and do party. The 40 days was what? They went to work. Are we there? Can we continue? So verse 29, the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. Is it in there? Is it in the job description? That is why they were supposed to climb from a place. The Amalekites dwell there. The Hittites dwell there. The Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains. Were they to climb the mountain? So they could even know the people in the mountain. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of Jordan. That means that they have done a good job. They have done a good job. They catch almost said, climb the mountain. They have done the mountain job. They have done the valley job. They have done the seaside, the riverside. They even know the descendants. That means that the research work they were supposed to do, they have done a perfect job. Can we clap for them? All spice. Remember last week, if you were here, remember, if you were here last week, Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. God was able to describe how the earth looked like before the earth changed. He was able to describe how the earth looked like. And he gave perfect descriptions. And these people have also given what? Perfect descriptions. So they have done their job. And we continue. Verse 30. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." From the abundance of the heart, the mouth what? So, with Caleb, when he looked at all this, he was part of those who went. When he looked at the job description, everything, the conclusion he drew from the job description was that we are well able. We are well able. We are well able. We are well able. Let's go to verse 31. But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." Ladies and gentlemen, mothers and fathers, was there a problem with the job description? Was there a problem with the job description? No. Where is the problem coming from? What? The problem was now coming from yourselves. The problem is now coming from yourselves. The job description was perfect. Last week, we looked at how God did it in the creation of the earth, or of the world. He saw formless. He saw emptiness. He saw darkness. He saw pool of water. But he came to a conclusion. It's possible. He came to a conclusion. Out of this, a new earth can come. Out of this, something good can come. So he saw all those things, but he still saw that he is capable of doing something better. So ladies and gentlemen, what you see is good. If all the descriptions you have given, you are not wrong. That is why I started by making us to go through the job description Moses himself sent them. Every job description was fully satisfied. The next thing was you. In the new season, you will still have some job description. Yeah, but in the new season, you will still see some things. But what? I may hear, I may see, I may acknowledge, but I am not so. They saw. These were the guys. They saw everything that had been given them. They wrote. They brought it. The report. But then, they then now drew a conclusion based on their ability. Their job was not to draw a conclusion. Their job was what? Bring the report. Look at Numbers 13 very carefully. God said, Moses, send men to spy out the land. He did not say, send men to conquer the land. Spy out the land which I am giving to you. So whatever you see there, I am still giving the land to you. Let's go back. Numbers chapter 10. From verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. Which I am giving to the children of Israel. Your job is to spy, but my duty as God is. Your job is not to draw conclusions. My job is to give. So when they came and they were giving reports, the report, they were not wrong. But where they went wrong is to start drawing their own what? Conclusion. We are not able. And no, young fan can't you man go munko yen? Young castle munko share se mubit and munt. Ese munko share and mumbek. When they came, Caleb said, "Let's go." And they said, "We cannot." Then they added another one to it. After they saying they cannot, Caleb spoke in verse 30, and then the men started speaking from 31. But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." Number one. Number two. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, now let's look at the report. "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that does what? It's a land that does what? Was it part of the report they were to put? But now they have put themselves in. Them cannot. So we have to convince you that we cannot. Those who came early, we prayed a prayer. And the prayer was, Father, we thank you for the news. Father, plant my feet firmly in the news. May I not be moved in this new season. Even when somebody comes to convince me, may I not be moved." This was the prayer we were praying. Because now they were convincing the people about what they think cannot be done. They were convincing the people. "The land through which we have gone as spies is the land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in are men of great stature." It is for the description. "There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak came from the giants. We were like grasshoppers in our own sight. And so were our sight." Were you in their eyes? Were you in their eyes? Could you see for them? If you can see for yourself, can you see for somebody? Ask somebody, "Can you see for me? Can you see for me? Can you see for me?" Are we wearing the same spectacles? Are we wearing the same spectacles? Is your eyes my eyes? If I give you my spectacles, can you see? If I give you my spectacles, can you see? Is that though, if I wear your spectacles, will my A be A or it will turn upside down? That tells you that your eyes is not my eyes. You cannot see as I see. So don't tell me what I must see. Don't tell me what I must see. If you cannot see, tell the person you cannot see. But don't tell me what I must see. They did a good job. But now they were forcing the people to see as they were seeing. They said, and they saw us like that. Were they in the people's eyes? God willing, next week, if we are to meet again, we will look at what Caleb also did, what Joshua did. When he became the boss. Please, you don't see like I see. In this new season, we may not see the same. Let us walk like that. Continue. keep yours to yourself and leave me to keep mine myself. Don't try to convince me. Because the who am I a different. The 100 days we all prayed, but we all had different dreams, two of us. Did we wake up and we all said, hey, we all dreamt like this? We all had different dreams. So elephants, you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you can't enter, don't tell me I can't enter. If you can't enter, don't convince me that I can't enter. Tell, as for me, I've given up. Oh dear. For the 10 lepers, the men who were outside the gate of Samaria, they all agreed that when we go in, we die. But when we come out, when we go in, we die. When we go this way, we die. Then they all agreed that let us go and let us all what? Die. But this one, there was no agreement. This one, somebody said, me, I can't do it. So I am convincing you that you too can do it. Someone said, oh, bra, men can say it. That is the way it is said. Oh, bra, men can say it. And say then, because what you are going different from. This is chapter 30. We are now moving to chapter 40. Okay, the things we are now moving to chapter 40. And we'll read chapter 40 very fast. I told you confession is what you say. So last week when we studied, he realized that God's quest was dead in the midst of everything he saw wrong. Chapter 14. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. You may not have seen it, you only heard it, but you were able to cry the whole night. You were able to cry the whole night. What are you hearing? Why are you crying? Early last week, one of the pro-Palestinian demonstrations in when they were demonstrating against Israel and Hamas, the reporters picked two ladies at random and asked them, why are you demonstrating? Do you know Hamas entered Israel and killed the people? They said, we don't know. We don't know. So why are you going? You are going because they told you, let us go. Ladies and gentlemen, in this new season, be careful somebody tells you, let's go. So, Bible said, so all the congregation lifted up their voices. Those who went, those who did not go, those who were sitting in their home, and they heard the report, and the people wept that night. Verse 2. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in this wilderness. What is your source of confession? What is your source of confession? Asemna wo kano ana osuna wusu unjina yeso anything. What are you standing on by? Are you crying because you heard everybody crying? Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword? That our wives and children should become victims. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? So they said one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. Assembly is very critical. Let's read Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 2. Most of these people had in like stories. Will be the tight power. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For indeed the gospel was preached us as well as to them by the word which they heard. Not offer them, not being mixed with those who heard it.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 4, verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. It did not profit them. Question, is the word profiting? So the word must profit you. Is the word profiting you? Or you are getting a loss from the word? You have profit, loss. What are you getting from the word? That the word did not what? Profit. And so I'm bound for so, and I'm my one. I didn't think so I'm bound for so, I'm my one. The son said, they did not mix it with faith. You will see it, you will hear it, but what are you holding to conquer? Let me pause here. Questions, contributions, and we move on.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm wondering the difference to admitting the reality, acknowledging that your strength cannot do it. What they are saying, they need this. Is there any difference in it?
Is there any difference?
Where I acknowledge that this thing by my strength, I cannot do it by my. Am I wrong?
You are not wrong. But who gave you the command? That is where it comes in. My strength cannot take me, but God can take me. So they were given a description. They looked at the description, and to the description, this was what they were supposed to find out. But in verse 1, God said, I am giving it. Whether you see it well or you are not seeing it well, I am doing what? I am giving it to you. So I just want you to see it. So that when you enter, you can acknowledge that enye ma ho odin ne wini ye we enyame. But they decided to go ahead of God and to say, we can't.
Okay. So, Sofo, thank you. I have admitted that I cannot do it. Why didn't you just clear the people for me to come there? Because if you have given me a task of going to spy, then you have given me a responsibility to tell you the truth. And the truth is, we are giants. We are small. We cannot beat them. No. So if God wants to give me, then God should clear them. And
getting,
then I will go.
We are not getting something clear there. In Genesis chapter 15. So we go back to Genesis chapter 15. In Genesis chapter 15, God tells Abraham, I'll give this land to you and your descendants. But first, your descendants will be what? Will be slaves in a foreign land. For the sins of the Amorite is not yet. That is one of the scriptures that holds the key to this land. And God now gave them the number of years. So God wants to give you something. But because God is a just God, he must make sure that his judgment is what? Correct. So I am giving you this land. But for now, there are some people there. I want to clear the people. But I want their sin to come to a level. It is only, don't ask me how do we calculate the sin. It is only God. So, until 400 years, the sin level would not have reached where God wants you to take over. That is why when Israel now cried after 400 years, Exodus, Bible will say, and God heard. Before then, was God not hearing? Or changing? So when God gives a command, you would have seen the reality, but you are going with the supreme being.
Thank you very much. So I am coming from this angle. The command was given to somebody. That the command to make a dream with.
Oshé no.
Oshé. Uh-huh. Yeah, the assembly ma obi. And now obi no ekachan crop for four no. Say monkoshe. And you say, or the Bemayan. You mirror, you find the same assembly, echo the Garden of Eden. You may catch Adam, the Ediawe, Mindy. And now, if one a born a man here, Beman in a born a man here. So, mainly feel, sir, problem no in fee for four. Problem if I'm a leader, no, when to me, I'm true, I'm bang, I'm a man, GDR. I saw more war, I will read him. Or no, or the bar as a phonemua. Ah, okay, 10. Or the bar as a phonemua. Or so for Una Ukra vision. Una sing Yamiaka as a match row. Taiwan train yang ambatown, any unnantil vision nimua. Unquana ubehu, ye a beja or honor. Ain't you know, ye bestre, that the leaders should robe us in. Into the vision of God, giving us the right tools, lifting our faith to match theirs so that we can move with them to the promised land. Thank you very much.
Thank you. But I beg to differ that the people they don't know.
Here. Yasuma and Seko baby bra. Mimi Denisa will buy ya. I saw the report now, I saw the money panel. Nani pan in the bachelor will say, I feel the only buy any. And see, the next step you bet taking ye. Mamma, the other buy and no, Nippon and Cassa, Yonko. And I would can't say, Yen to Minko. Banipano or Mood or Mamma. And to Muba, as somebody reports in the commando. Now, no bachelor will say, the money buy any empty, next step you bet taking ye. But they didn't wait for that. So the miss man.
Thank you. Bible study. I shall see. Pajo me ma pomo. Unkasa. One man answer so that. Okay, then let you go there. I beg you. After you. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
We are still hanging with him around the question. Thank you.
As for the sister's one, please, I didn't get everything.
Can I kindly ask your permission to sit down and also listen some? Thank you.
I heard Deacon Agbedo very well, but Auntie, I didn't get the full concept. So
then let me say what she said. So that we move fast. He said, you have been given a tax. Yours is to bring the report. After bringing the report, the person who gave you the tax will tell you what next. You don't come and bring a report and say what next.
Okay, thank you very much. I think we are all of the same line. So I want to say that, you see, it was instruction given to Moses. And Moses sends people to go. Remember that the people that he was sending, they are of different faiths. So they will come with different answers. So what he should do as a leader should be that accept this and go before the Lord that this is what the people are saying. You see, so the Lord already cleared the place that is for them, but still asked them to go and spy. So if the people can, by all means, somebody will say that, oh, what you are seeing as a river, somebody says it's a lake. So you, the leader, has to take this and go back to the one who sent you that, Lord, this is what we have seen. Help us.
Okay.
Amen.
So simple. Where are you? That the leader, there was a leadership failure. Which you don't want to say, but you have to say. You have said it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That is Moses. We are learning.
I'm of the view. This is my view. You were sent on a specific assignment. The assignment is go and view the land and come and give us your report. Hold on. I'm not asking you to come and make analysis of what had happened there. If I give you 100 cedis to go and buy me gobe, and you come back and tell me that, oh, we are 5 and I sent you. So, when I went, this is the 100 cedis you gave me. It can buy only one plate. Buy the plate and come and give it to me. You don't come and tell me that the 100 cedis plate, gobe one plate, cannot satisfy the 5 of us. So in that nutshell, so it is up to me. Tell me that the gobe that you went to buy, or what it cannot satisfy. So you don't know my pocket. I can give you 200 or 300 to go and buy more. So for them, the holy assignment was go and come and give me the leader report. They went and they came with the report and now came to be able to now talk to the people, and the people were now agitating against the leader. That wasn't the assignment. They were not the leaders. Their role was just to go get it and come and give them the report. As to the strategy that they are going to conquer, it is left for the leader and God. It is left for the leader and God. So when God gives you the assignment, now you ask for strategy. How do I do it? But if you don't ask for the strategy, and you, the one, the sender, not even the leader, want to make your own decisions and be able to incite others against the leader, which goes against God himself, then you are totally wrong. You are totally wrong there. Because God spoke to the leader. God didn't speak to the senders. God didn't speak to the people that were the spies. No, God never gave them instruction. Yes, we're just to go and come and give the report. When the leader goes before God, God will tell him what to do. So for us as pastors or for church members or whom, the thing is, it is simple. This is God. God has told me this. If ask God, what you have told me, am I going to depend on your word? Because God has said it. God, how do I go around it? This thing, when I look at it, God, in my eyes, it is big. How do you want me to handle it? Then God will tell you how you should handle it. But not to incite other people. No, the issue is big. Oh, we cannot beat them. And we were what? We were like grasshoppers. Who told you? Maybe they also saw you, and they saw you as elephants. And they saw themselves as though they had a stature, but their strength cannot match your strength. That is what we need to differentiate here.
I also wanted to say that the 12 spies that were sent were just not anybody. They didn't just select anybody. They were leaders of every tribe. So these are people who have worked with Moses. So for you to be sent and bring back a report, I don't have a problem if you come and tell me we are like grasshoppers, because we all have different view of how we see things. But for you to come and tell your leader, this is what we saw, and you know how God has saved you in past times, how he brought you out of it. He didn't use the normal formula to deliver you. So for you to come back with a report and now go back and spark the people against the leader, that is what is wrong. So there was a problem with the leadership, with the people that were sent. They didn't do due diligence. At least give Moses the space to even come out with a solution or tell you, we are using this method. If you have an issue with the method, then you can voice it out. But for you to go out of the leadership and spark the people, that was wrong. And this one also tells us that when you are working with God, majority doesn't carry the day. Majority doesn't work here. Because outside God, we say that majority carries the vote, or the voice of the masses is the voice of God. But in this very case, the voice of the masses is not the voice of God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for Pastor Roger for giving us the great opportunity to express ourselves. For me, the main issue was with Moses. Moses knows the people that he's working with, because even when God delivered them, brought them from Egypt, they still had problem accusing Moses. They were leaders, but they wanted to stone Moses. And they crossed the Red Sea. They still had problem with Moses. It does not mean that he should be a leader. You can still have a problem. Spiritually, they were not matured, because they still had problem with Moses from the beginning. So if they ask you to go and spy and bring the report, Moses saw their spiritual level, but still he told them to go ahead and bring the report. So if they brought the report and Moses, they gave at the end a wrong report, or they said what they wanted to say. So the problem is the leader. Because Moses spiritually, physically, spiritually, he saw them. And we saw, let's read from the beginning. We see that the Israelites, they had problems with Moses from the beginning. Even when God delivered them and they came to the Red Sea. Let's see what happened over there. But they were still the same leaders over there. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. It is 8 o'clock. Let me come in before you move. Last one.
Oh. I believe that if I'm a spy, you ask me to go and observe. The word is observe. Observation goes with recommendation. You want my view of what you have sent me to. So if I'm giving my view and you tell me I don't have faith, you didn't tell me I should go and do spiritual thing. You said I should go and observe. Then you rope me in. No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's go back to our scripture. You see, so it tells us that we are walking with the story. We are walking with the story, but we are not looking at the story. So from the story, verse 1, verse 2. I'll read verse 1, verse 2. Are you listening? Verse 1, verse 2. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, it's like verse 2. Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of your fathers, You shall send a man, everyone, a leader among them. Who gave the description for the people to be sent? Who gave the type of people that must be sent? So, are we seeing verse 1, verse 2? So, God himself said, use this formula for the sending. Are we okay? So, the formula for the sending was not Moses. The formula for the sending was God. So, then verse 3 says, so Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran according to the command of the Lord. So, has Moses done his work here? Okay, so we continue. Then from verse 4 to 16 tells us the people he sent. And that was where we did our registration. And we come to verse 17. Verse 17 gives the job description. Then Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, what did he say? And said to them, go up this way into the south and go up to the mountain. So even the way they have to go was told them. 18. And see what the land is like. Whether the people who dwell in are what? Can we all go with me? Whether the people who dwell in it are what? Strong or weak? Few or many? So that was what we started. We wanted to see whether the people went outside the job description. And I was telling you that if today you were a researcher and you are going to do your thesis and they give you this, you put all on paper and acquire, and one said you take. They were not told, come again, no. But listen, we are looking at it from Bible. What did Moses tell them? So from the description, these were the things they were to look for. Now, fast forward. When they came, did they look for those things? They looked for them. That was why we were looking at what they brought. What they said. They said the sons of Anak were there. All the things they said fitted into the job description. So, per the job description, they have finished their work. Because Moses sent you. You came to give your report. Where you were. But for you to now go around and tell everybody, hey, we cannot do it all. Don't try. We will die. We even saw them. And they saw us. Were you in their eyes? No. You understand? So, when we go back to last week, it is the confessions you make after it. That is where God now holds you accountable. So somebody was able to cry the whole night. He has not gone there, but he was able to cry. Uncle Ho, and so to me, why? Something has been painted to the person. What are you painting to somebody? Don't paint your weakness to somebody. Because the person is different from you. So, when you go through chapter 14, well, when God was judging them, he said, what they said, that is what I will hold. Because it has now become a collective conclusion that we cannot. A collective conclusion. Because in chapter 14, they said, let us even elect a leader to send us back. To send us back. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a new season. What conclusions are you drawing? You may not see it clear. Keep it to yourself. Tell somebody, keep your conclusion to yourself. I am not interested in your conclusion. Keep it to yourself. If they had kept it to themselves, Israel would cross. Listen, I may be afraid. But if I keep it to myself, a time will come, I will say, I can do it. So we saw the man who went to Jesus. In speaking with Jesus, he was told that, don't bother the master. Your son is even what? Dead. What did he say to Jesus? He said, I believe. Help my own belief. So there is a time unbelief will come. But will you hold on to it to rob you? If you hold on to your unbelief, so unbelief and belief can all come at the same time. He said, I believe. Help my heart. Unbelief. That means that when he was coming, he had believed that Jesus could do it for him. But when they told him that he is dead, everything what went back. But when Jesus said, can you believe I can still do it? He says, I believe. I believe, that is why I came. But help my unbelief from what I have what? Heard. Everybody will have an iota of doubt. So Naaman traveled all the way from Syria and went to Israel. Because he believed that what the maid said, Elisha can cure him. But when he got there, and Elisha just sent, go and wash yourself in the river Jordan. There you will see that the belief now changed to what? Unbelief. But now somebody spoke to him that, have you forgotten you have walked all this way? So just try this. Then the belief came back. So unbelief can come. But in all these things, check how you speak out. That is where we are landing. Check the way you speak it out. Because maybe now we be so slow. And so me and me na munim se slow kra chen. And so aye din menkaye onim dia me o mitrim. Everybody keep yours to yourself. But one thing I know, even in your fear, is that we are in the new season. One thing I know, even in your uncertainty, is that we are in the new season. One thing I know, even in your doubt, is that we are in the new season. So you keep quiet and watch what will happen next. I said from the echo, keep quiet and watch what will happen what next. Don't open your mouth. If you open your mouth too quickly, you may spoil things. Keep quiet and watch what God is doing. So the Lord said, be still and know that I am what? God. Turn to someone and tell the person, be still and know that I am God. We are in a time when Takredi and Adia caught WhatsApp. Who should be WhatsApp status when one who has a man is a person can into a truck. We can in Facebook when one who said, Asembiaba. Elbow Baba. Then so, oh, who send your back canoe? One minute Bible no empty or try to suppress it. Oh, who send ya on cano? Into or change no what the BB at one will be saying. Now, Akosia, then now the two or say, ah, and I want to be beside your mammy can crunch away. Pacho men can. Pacho. Because if you want your testimony to come out, don't kill the baby before the baby comes out. Don't kill the baby before the baby comes out. A baby is coming. You will need to open your eyes and see. When you think you are not seeing well, ask the Lord, Father, let me see as you are seeing. So, Azo said he wants to talk
again. Maybe I need a second. One who said, Bishop, or Chleye, in Paibwa, or Dikain, Echleye, Scripture, Nasir, to old boy, Otse, Yaye Bonasir, and Nuna Yekano, Ka Moses, Echromo, Echene Beta or Mohua. Okay, those who can't speak the tree. I'm saying that when Reverend is leading us to pray, he first teaches us the meaning and why we are using this scripture for this prayer. And so that when you are praying it, he will say after me. That say after me, it is not just anything. It is for you that when you are alone, you will be able to remember what you said yourself, not what he said. So please, when we come to church, it is for our own good. Let's listen and follow the men of God. As they are leading us, they are teaching us what we should know and flow with them. Amen.
Aroma, conclude then.
Yes. You see, Moses chose 12 people. From the leaders.
Moses told by the command of God.
Of the God. Okay, fine. 12 people. You see, not all of them came and spoke negative things. Oh, let us be realistic. Some of the leaders are afraid. From the beginning, they said, before you go, you yourself, look at the criteria. You have to be strong, not shaking. That is what God told them, that those type of people. Some of them, the leaders, they came and confused the crowd. You understand? So they didn't, they understood it all. They were afraid. They didn't do well. The leaders rather didn't do well. Not Moses taught them. God said, select them. They are leaders. They are supposed to go with faith and strong belief. But they didn't do it. Caleb and Joshua, look at them. They were courageous. These 10 people, I'm almost through. They already they don't like it. They are afraid. They don't like it. You understand? So let us also, no, it is not the leader Moses, but the leaders who were chosen. Thank you.
Amen. So we conclude. We are all reading together verse 27 of chapter 14. Can we have verse 27, chapter 14, verse 27 and 28? We all read together and then we close. Are we there? New King James Version. Can you see it? Let's go. How long shall I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me? Make sure you, please hold on. Make sure you are not complaining against God. Can we continue? I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. Hello? Tell somebody God is listening. God is listening. What are you saying? God is listening. Now, verse 28. Let's go. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. Ask the person, what did you just say to God? When he decides to do it, will it be good for you? If it will not be good for you, change your language. If it will not be good for you, change your language. Bow down your heads, let's pray. Bow down your heads, let's pray. Say, Father, from today, Father, from today, help me to speak what you are saying. Help me to speak what you are saying and not what I am seeing or what I am hearing. Somebody begin to pray. Help me to speak what you are saying.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.